Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. You know, we got so many memos on came in, I just don't even, like I said again, sooner or later, we'll try to answer all that we can on what I'm just looking at. And this is something to think about, no doubt about it. All right, this is tape number 17, and we're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, the Deep Dark Secrets of the Bible. Part number 117, and we got a memo that the elder will be shortly on the broadcast, so we'll just get something going on until that time happens, no doubt about it. And we want to play and analyze this message on the machine. We want to analyze this message. But we might well all hear it together, even the Martin Luther King speech, to break that down too. So I guess we're going to hear a little bit something just to break it down and start a little time. Then we'll see which way the Spirit takes you. See, we basically meet you anywhere that needs to be meet you at and have no agenda, just play by what is dealt to us. And once that spirit is all connected with all the brothers in the camp, you'll be all right. So our elder is here, so we'll let him get it warmed up, and we'll come behind the elder, no doubt about it. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, and that give me a chance to look at these memos, because it's very interesting what I'm looking at and this message that I'm going to try to compound it and play. What do this mean, what Martin Luther King said, and what did Malcolm X say? So I want to hear all that, but we're going to all hear it together after we bring our elder in and see what our elder got for tape number 17. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be to that seed royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Elder. You know, sometimes when I look at these memos and all the strategies that goes behind the curtains to try to trap up this six anointed camps, and I know what Yahuwah says, the power of his word, that's what's going to take all down. But you got to be able to analyze words that say it and what they really mean. I believe it might be said a long time ago, but you got to analyze them words and find out how do it plays the part right now. So we're going to get exhibit on that after you set the stage on whatever the Almighty put on you on tape 17. So take your time there, Elder. You're on the clock. Tape 17, come up.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it's always a good thing to be among hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and also those things which will do good justice. And good justice is to get an understanding how things transpire and how things work. That's why you always hear me mention sometimes. I usually say we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they never understand. But generally, that's because it has to be broken down. So an understanding becomes very possible. Even looking in the Bible, through proper teaching, they can never find the things that they're looking for without proper teaching. Oh, they can read the words, but they don't put them into correct order. We also say we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. That's an important word, precepts. You always hear us read a verse and then we're precepting, because we're given the knowledge to know. We have many people out there that camouflage your evil or confused teachings and usually overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us that know. I had that happen to me today. Ran into Ammon and Moab at my workplace. You're talking about someone that can talk loud and all out of order? Get a chance to talk one of those people. Anyway, this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, as you might imagine, about Yahuwah's Word, learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have knocked. And this is the information you have been looking for, and now have to look no further if you have now found it in the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address to get there on any search line and at tribeyada.com. And after clicking it, just under this big line, you will see some choices. One may be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. In the other device, you possibly might see menu. But still, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. Check our calendar while there. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time. Just type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As a reminder, you'll only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer before broadcast or afterwards via email, phone, or text. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. Even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch the entire show after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you're late logging into, or at that point, you can look down the list and pick any particular day that you would like to listen. Even now, during our normal broadcast and afterwards, we are simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites once again. And you'll find us where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online to answer those on the table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking more comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the broadcast ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Paltalk. But as a continuing reminder, when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear those righteous words of Yahuwah. So we can start to listen to those words, look in our program over to our seer Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Elder, hallelujah, wow, that's excellent. You know, I made a note. You said that you had experience with Moab and Ammon, and you said, boy, they can talk. You did boy, they can. Yeah, but see, you know, one thing about it, we got to get them to have a talk on remembrance. See, that's what we're going to have them to do. See, once we clearly show who we are and show who they are, then I wonder how much talk will they have. And we'll get a case in point on the statement that you said that they can clearly talk. We're going to take a look at a couple of things about them. They can surely talk, but do they talk to them in this hour? To find out short. So, Elder, before we kind of bring the young lions in and the mothers in, can you just repeat that conversation, a little bit of it, based upon what you had today at the workplace?
Okay, no problem in repeating that. I had a chance to talk to Mr. Moab himself. Didn't speak any English at all, but he wanted to get some work done. But after the work was completed, he couldn't exactly explain what he wanted. And so that angered him. So I said, well, my friend here speaks Chinese. Let me get him. Oh, boy. What did I do that for? He started on a conversation that angered him. I thought the guy was going to turn into Bruce Lee. But anyway, after we had put a halt to his misunderstanding, explaining in his own language, then he appeared to calm down, probably about 45 minutes later. So that was quite an experience to see him go on a, the only thing I could do is mark that so the listening members can laugh. Mao Mao, ding yi dai, mu mao, mu mao. Consistently for 45 minutes, not understanding one word. So that was the experience I had today. Hallelujah.
All right, yeah, that's, and what we're going to do, I think we're going to just let the spirit of Yahuwah touch on a little bit of that. Because everything that's sealed must be revealed, and that's why it's so important that those that have the black books and the six anointed camps come together as one and start just communicating among yourself on whatever the topic is. Be able to just go into whatever the topic is and put a Benny Lattimore on it and just straighten it out, because he don't gave you the power to do so through his word. And we're waiting to see that unfold itself. But right now, we're going to get something going on and give you a case in point. That's when you hear a subject matter, when you know who you are, you're supposed to be able to go straight in the Bible and just give a answer according to what's written. We'll give you a case in point behind the statement that our elder experienced today at the job site based upon Ammon and Moab. All right, let's see if we find out who's going to be on stage for a nice episode. We get a young lion ready to go. So, young lion, tribe of Yahweh God, Judah, brother Micaiah, Yahweh Bishop L.C. Ray.
Yahweh bless you there. Dear Israel of T. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. You heard what the elder said. And see, and what the seer is going to be looking for all through the six anointed camps is when you hear a, just like we're going to play a tape that they sent to us on the Alpha Machine based upon Kyrie, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X, and another rabbi. So we got four things, but I don't know, we probably play a couple of them out of this lesson. And we just want to show you how you got to hear a message and just go right into the Bible and take care of the business. Don't be fumbling around Storm Machine the lesson. Be thumbing around all of the places. Go in it and Storm Machine the lesson. So we're gonna get a case in point on what the elder said shortly after we see who else can be on stage for the nice episode tape 17. All right, Other E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the most out of camp one. Yahqua beat you see right.
Yahqua bless you, Israel. I'll see you go. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, there, Mother E. Excellent. See, Mother E, you lead by example, and that's what it's all about. See, they had a statement, they got a statement over there in the 17th chapter of Exodus, and they told Moses, hey, Moses, stand on this hill, Moses. We're going to prop you up, because the people got to see you, they'll keep coming.
Yeah,
so the same thing about the camp one. Moses out of camp one just continue to do Yahuwah's will, bind together, and you'll see the benefits of it as time to come. We're going to see this thing unfold in our days, no doubt about it. So, and we know Mother Z is sitting at the table. She said, see, I don't want to give a commentary now, because you got to first put some on the table, then I come behind it, and I put some on the table. Okay, Mother Z, we'll wait. And we'll bring you on a little bit later in the broadcast, and you tell us what the Almighty don't put on you. Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, let's get something going on take 17, come on.
Going over to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to make a little detour. We want to get right off into the Kyrie, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X message that have been left. And fear, do not tell who we are, but we want you to break that down, all 3 points. We'll take a look at that later, but let's take a look at what the elder got on the table first. Remember one thing, this is a 3-hour broadcast, and we just, like the elder say, they'll say, how do you get so much out of one book? Well, because he picked one people to tell this book. And those that have been telling this book have to be revealed and then seal them up. So now, Elder made a final statement about Moab. You know, they got a great big old mouth. You can't shut them down. But I wonder what if he knew what is written in his book pertained to old Moab. Let's go to Numbers 22, 1 through 6 and 12. Let's see what's going on with old Moab. Let's see what we can read about Moab. You know, matter of fact, that owner of the basketball team is Moab. Mm. And he told Kyrie that you got to give him 6 things that he wants to see done before I reinstate you in the basketball game. Mm. It's something those that know how to get in contact with Kyrie and whatever. Do you understand that owner you have is Moab by bloodline? He's Moab. Now, let's look at Moab according to bloodline of the Bible and exactly his mindset. We're going to Numbers 22. Verse 1 through 6 and 12. Let's take a look at Moab, the mindset of Moab and Ammon, Japanese and Chinese. Chinese and Japanese. Chinese is Moab. Japanese is Ammon, which came from Lot through inset through the two daughters, and that's why they have the syndrome of Down syndrome. When you look at them face to face, they got a Down syndrome look because of that, what happened back there in 19th and the 21st chapter of Genesis. But we want to take a look at something real quick before we get on to what we want to do on 17. Let's take a look at Numbers 22, 1 through 6 and 12. What does it say?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Numbers, chapter 22. And we're going to pick it up at verses 1 through 6 and you say verse number 12?
Yes, sir.
All right, verse 1 reads, and the children of Israel set forth and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side of Jordan by Jericho. Verse 2. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. Verse 3. And Moab was so afraid of the people because they were many, and Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. Verse 4. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. Verse 5. He sent messengers, therefore, unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Verse 6. Come now, therefore, I pray you, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Preadventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I walk that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. Verse 12. And Yahweh said unto Balaam, you shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.
Yes. So Moab, the Chinese man, seen the children of Israel, the Israelites coming out of Egypt and coming out of other lands, kicked out and kicking folks in the rear. And automatic Moab, the Chinese man, said, go. Is there anybody can help me fight against them? Children of Israel wasn't trying to put on no fight. They was going straight to the land of the promised land that they was going to. But automatic Moab, the Chinese man, want to pick up. He want to go and hire Baal Peor to come and curse me, the children of Israel. Because he said, I heard this guy from the sons of Shem, Abraham. He said, well, you know, I heard that if you, whoever you curse is cursed, and whoever you bless is blessed. But then Yahweh told old Balaam, let me tell you something, whatever, no. Balaam, you listen to me carefully. Whatever I say is blessed, is blessed. You can't curse the children of Israel because I got to let that door be open, not you. Yep. So that's the power of the children of Israel, but they don't know who they are. Bad teaching all over the world. So now in that same book, there, young man, in the 22nd chapter, I need to get a little bit more out of that. I need to get just a little bit more out of that right there. Let me peep at it. So now you see Moab automatically picking a fight with the children of Israel, the Chinese man. You know, the one that sell you the egg bouillon and shrimp fried rice. He's picking the fight automatically. Now let's see what happened next. But Yahweh said something, and he said something in the 23rd chapter. What else did he say that we can read in verse number 23 and 24? Let's go to number chapter 23. Verse 23 and 24. See, we have to be able to, whatever subject matter of the world, whatever's going on in the world, the Bible already have told you what time it is. It's up to you to be able to deal with it according to Christ on whoever anybody is and who you are too. So the 23rd chapter, what it say in verse 23 and 24 of Numbers? Young lion, what it say?
The book of Numbers, chapter 23, we're going to read verse 23 and 24. The book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 23 reads, surely there is no enchantment against Israel, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Israel, and of Israel what Yahweh Rock. 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain.
And now, since he heard all that, now he's going back to the Chinese man and tell a Chinese man what? In verse 25. Now, he's talking to the Chinese man. You're the one that you buy your bouillon from and your beef fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
So in 23, verse number 25, he's going back to the Chinese man and tell him what in verse 25?
In the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 25 reads, and Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all.
Pray a little bit more.
26. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, told not I you, saying, all that Yahweh speaketh, that I must do.
27.
And Balak said unto Balaam, come, I pray you, I will bring you unto another place. Preventure it will please Yahweh that you may curse me. You may curse me them from there. Verse 28.
That's good. So you see, the Chinese man in the children of Israel wasn't paying him no never mind. But the Chinese man, because they was all together as a hornet coming through his land, that which is the original land, well, right here. This is the original land right here. See, now that's another lesson. We ain't getting it. So, but he wanted to destroy the children of Israel and come curse me. But he made it plain. And this is what you got to know, C. Ray. You have to be clear what the Almighty is telling you in 22, verse 12. He's telling you something that you need to know, especially you six anointed camps. You need to understand that it's time now is some books, book them up and book them down. But as is written, then comment on Scripture. What is read that you can read in 22 verse 12 of Numbers?
The book of Numbers, chapter 22. We're picking up at verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, and Yahweh said unto Balaam, you shall not go with them, you shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.
You see that? See that? Because they are blessed. See, the world, you know, a lot of the other big dignitaries, they know this. But they're going to do everything they can to keep you from this understanding. And that's why it'll be all over the place. But now, you got to ride that wheel till that wheel roll off now. Like what's on the table now. See, you got to ride that wheel. When Yahweh open the door up for you, you got to ride that wheel. Because Yahweh won't whatever to be revealed, even about old the Chinese man and the Japanese man. They written in the Bible too. Let's go and just get one more in. Let's go to Numbers 25, 1 through 5. And Mother E, have me Deuteronomy 23, verse 3 and 4 waiting on me. Let's see what it says, young man in 25, 1 through 5. Now you see what he wants to be done, right? He wanted the children of Israel to be cursed so he can go and kick them in the rear end. But when you make statements, Yahweh might not get you today. He'll get you tomorrow. You got written in 25, 1, 5.
The book of Numbers, chapter 25, verses 1 down to 5. Verse 1 reads, and Israel abode in Shittim. And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. 2. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their Yahweh. And the people did eat and bowed down to their Yahweh. Verse 3. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. Verse 4. And Yahweh said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel. Verse 5. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay you every one his man that were joined unto Baal Peor.
Yes,
he
right. Everyone that was joined the Baal Peor, Moab, the Chinese, even by mixing yourself in with them, he said, everyone, Yahweh was very angry at you children Mother Israel, because you want to get you a Chinese-Japanese wife. Friend. He said, every last one that's got them a Japanese-Chinese girlfriend, you bring them, bring them out, hang every last one of them, and let me see until I feel good. That is what they're. So you see, Roy, it's a lot of stuff that we just don't know. Then he wasn't through with it. Then he said something else. Let's see what he says about the Chinese and Japanese mother. See, the world got to know, we know you now. The gig is up. The gig is up. We know who we are, and we know who you are. So you want to forget, and you play like you don't know. But we do know. We know you, because we can read this book now. We can read your English, although we read the Semitic tongue with no problem, the written language. But we can read your new English with no problem now. And we can read what it says in Deuteronomy 23, verse 3 and 4. What does it say about the Japanese and Chinese there, mother? Mother.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 3. And Amon and Moab shall not enter into the congregation of the Yahweh, even to their tenth generation. Shall they not enter into the congregation of the Yahweh forever? Verse 4. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way when you came forth out of Egypt. And because they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Peor of the Pitor, Mesopotamia, to curse thee.
So you see how you got Numbers 22, the children of Israel were just coming out of slavery, and they were whooping heads, they were whooping ham real good, coming that direction. And automatically the Chinese man said, I got to get at these folks. And then Yahweh explained why. See, you got to explain why Yahweh do what he do. You might not can get it all in 22. But he tell you the reason why, that he don't want you to have no dealings with them. Telling you now. Because when you was coming out at your lowest point, but on your highest point, leaving slavery, the Chinese and the Japanese did not meet you and give you bread and water. They met divination among you to curse you. They said, look here. And whooping up a lot of people's coming out of Egypt. And they whooping ham real good. Now they could come past us. Let us stop them. They wasn't bothering nobody. We wasn't bothering nobody of Israel. So Yahweh reminded Moses to tell the children of Israel, Moab is the Chinese man. Armin is the Japanese. He said, have no dealings with them. See, that's the part that we don't know. Have no dealings with them. You play, you don't deal with they shrimp, fried rice, and Chinese food. Because Yahweh told you, because when you was at your lowest point, they didn't give you no bread and no wine when you coming out. And that is right there. And this is the reason. Now, and Deuteronomy is there. I need to get one more verse with to make sure I said that. What did he say in verse number 6? Now, look what he said now. Look what he said. Moses tell the children of Israel about the Chinese and the Japanese in verse 6. What did he say?
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 6, 3.
Wait, hold on. Mother. Hold on, Mother. We might give me 5 and 6. Because they came out of Baal Peor of the Mesopotamia to curse them. But let's see what Yahuwah thinks about it. When you're doing the right thing in Yahuwah, let's see what he thinks about the Chinese and the Japanese and Moses' job, like our job, is to tell those what's going on today. When they bring it to you, it's your concern on the table. Go in the Bible. It's what the Bible says. Stand on the Bible. Look what it says in verse 5 and 6. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5. Nevertheless, the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, would not hearken unto Balaam. But the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, loved thee. Verse 6. Thou shalt not seek their peace, nor their prosperity, all thy days forever.
He said, all your days forever, you should not seek their prosperity, nor their peace forever. Do the Japanese and Chinese understand we know who you are? Yahuwah gave us an order. Don't seek your prosperity. Whatever you got down on 20th Street, you can have it. Whatever you got at your restaurants, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading? Mother, is I'm just putting something in there. Is read verse 6 again and make sure that we heard what Yahuwah said to Moses, tell the 12 tribes of Israel in verse 6. What did he say, Mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 6. Thou shalt not seek their prosperity. Wait a minute. Thou shalt not seek their peace, nor their prosperity, all your days forever.
But what that mean, Mother? Hey, Mother, who best to break that down? What that mean about the Chinese and the Japanese? What that mean in verse 6?
Well, it says, don't seek for peace from them, and nor their prosperity all the days. I don't know, but
I got you, Mother.
Okay, go.
He's saying don't seek their peace, and we ain't gonna have no peace with them, so we don't need to seek none of their peace or be cool with them or nothing. But he also saying don't spend no money with them.
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
Forever.
You know what I mean?
Forever. Never spend no money with them.
What can you read to that?
We can read that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 6.
Oh. Hallelujah. So we can read that, huh?
Hallelujah.
So we can read. So the reason why we behind, because one thing about it, and that's why they try to keep you out of this book. They don't want you in this book, because you keep on working this book long enough, and you start putting this thing together, you gonna see you got plenty of blessings there, and you seeking the wrong persons for your blessings. Because Yahuwah said, can't nobody curse you unless I'm part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know who you are. You take you African American, Negro, and color. And they call themselves Japanese and Chinese. No, you Moab and Ammon, according to the Bible. And we clear Brother Micaiah in 4:16 of Ecclesiastes. We clear about something. Hey, Mother, run to Nehemiah 13, 1, 2, and 3. Now, after all that conversation was talked about, Mother, in Nehemiah 1, 2, and 3, let's see when Nehemiah came out of captivity, Babylon, he found that same scripture, and he reminded the children of Israel something. After Brother Micaiah read what he getting ready to read. See, that's the same thing we doing. So it was no accident that our elder brought that on the table. So we want to remind those 700,000 plus on the international side what Yahuwah says in these conversations. Everybody take it, but no, we ain't forgot. We didn't even know. But now we do know. And now, once you do know, Brother Mackay, what it says in 9 or St. John, verse 41, you do know. Once you do know it, what it says in St. John 9:41.
In the book of St. John, we're going over to the book of St. John. We want chapter 9, and we want to pick it up at verse 41. The book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 41 reads, Yahuwah the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remains.
Guess what? Once you know these things, guess what? That's when the clock starts ticking on you. Now get a precept in 2:37.
Phone broke up.
Before mother read Nehemiah 13, 1, 2, and 3, we're going to get a precept on what the people said once they hear what the Bible says. Let's see what happened that we can read in Acts 2:37. What did it say there, young man?
Book of Acts, chapter 2. We want to pick it up at verse number 37. Verse number 37 reads, now, when they heard this, they were prickled in their mind and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, man and brother, what shall we do?
Mm-hmm. Ain't that? So you see, it's important it is for us to understand. That's why you have to create an avenue where you 12 get into a room. And whatever that Yahuwah put on you is to make sure you don't want to court on whatever the circumstances is. Now, we use the case in front when the elder brought what on the table about, oh my, how the Japanese and Chinese, they can really talk. Yeah, but they can really talk. Well, look at that. What about this? But we don't talk about some of this. Okay? It's time to everything sealed must be revealed. And then it's up to you. What's it revealed? It's up to you. Now give me Nehemiah 13, 1, 2, and 3, mother. Now listen to this. Now, once you have been told these things, now Nehemiah came out of Babylon captivity, and he was very ready for to Nehemiah 8, verse 3. He was very ready for that second. First Ezra 8 verse 3. He was very ready to pick up the scrolls and read what was going on in Deuteronomy to what he was looking at. And like we looking at what we're looking at today, we go in the Bible and see what's going on. That's all. Let's see what it says in Nehemiah 13, 1, 2, 3. Mother, come on.
Book of Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. On that day, they read in the book of Moses, in the orders of the people, and there were found written that the Ammon and the Moab should not come into the congregation of Yahuwah forever. Verse 2, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse him. Howbeit, our Yahuwah turned this curse into a blessing. Verse 3. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude.
What? When they heard what the book was saying, what they do, mother? What did the children of Israel do? When somebody was learning enough to show them what the, although he seen, when he got there, he seen the Arab man, he seen the Moab man, he seen the Army man, the Chinese man, the Japanese, and the Arab man. He seen all the men was having dominion over the peoples of the book. Then he looked at the law, the righteous, and he called a meeting. And he, all the big dignitaries of Israel, he said, listen, let us read what it tells us in Deuteronomy 2:3-4. Now, once the children of Israel heard these things, what they doing? What did the children of Israel do to the Chinese and the Arab man and the Japanese man, according to verse 3? Read it again, mother, and break that verse down to full seer. You know, and the young lion will be riding shotgun behind your explanation. Come on.
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 3. Now it come to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the multitude, all Moab and Ammon and Reuel. They separated themselves from Israel.
You mean they stopped buying shrimp by rice, mother? Now you saying they stopped buying eggs?
They separate themselves from the mixed multitude. So
they stop buying the fortune cookies. Hey mother, did they stop buying the fortune cookies?
Mm-mm. They're still doing that.
back in the days, did they stop? They break it down for your mind.
They separate themselves from them. They stop.
That's right. They did stop, mother, as you just said. They stopped buying all the little egg foo young, stopped messing with their women back in that time, stopped shopping with them, period. You know what I'm saying? Nor was making sure no money going in their pocket, nor taking nothing from them.
See, all that, mother, see, we have lost all of this right here, mother. And that's why we must come now, because the way they receive a blessing is by obeying Yahweh. And the way you not get the blessing is you continue to disobey Yahweh. So when they heard what the Bible was saying, they immediately made the Bible decision. But you know what we do today? We can't do that today. It's got a hold on us, and we got to find out what is it according to the scripture. We got to find out. Some got a hold on us. Back in this, they knew they were the children of Israel. Today, we don't know who we are. So we got a big job to do. So first of all, we ain't even clear of our responsibility, what we supposed to do. We don't even know who we are today. So that's why everything works. And that takes us to, you know, the answer machine. The message that they were left on the answer machine pertain to, it's a lot on there, but I can't play everything. I'm going to play what Kyrie said. I'm going to play what they left of Martin Luther King said and what Malcolm X said. I just want to play them three, then I want to get back into the scriptures. So, you know, now I can put that to the side, because we clear that everybody can hide things from you plainly in a book. So we ain't going to read nothing. And we still going to do the Buddha thing. We still going to do the cross thing. And we still going to do the five-pointed star thing. And all that is going to cost us until we break away and find out who we really are. And I was responsible. I got to put a red out of that behind that. Hey, mother, help me out. I want to take a look at something in the book of Amos. Somebody want to look at in the book of Amos. I don't know what it is right now, but it says, Sarah, why don't you run over to Amos and drop that verse down just to kind of drop some down in the book of Amos. I don't know. Now, if you know what the seer looking for out of the book of Amos, you know, that'd be fine, you know. I'm looking for something in Amos. Thank you, Mother Z. In Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 4, and 6. Let's see what we can read, Mother E. Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 4, and 6. There's 14 in just to make it sound good. He'll tell you just how this really is by going to Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 4, 6, and 14. Mother, you're on the clock. Come on.
Amos chapter 5, verse 1, 4, 6, and 14. Verse 1. Amos chapter 5, verse 1. Hear ye this word which I take up against you, even the lamentation of the family of Israel. Verse 4. For thus said the Yahweh unto the family of Israel, seek you me, and you shall live. Verse 6. Seek the Yahweh, and you shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it. And Bethel, verse 14. Seek Yahweh, seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Yahweh of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken.
Hey, Mo, that's a big old verse, Mo. I mean, we got to examine that verse 5, and the young lion will be riding shotgun on it. We got to examine verse 5. I mean, that verse 5, you'll stumble on a foul verse in verse 5. So now you need to read that again and break that down with the young lion standing back in the wings. Yeah, come on.
Treat Yahweh and not evil, that you may live. And so the Yahweh of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. So seek Yahweh and live. And we seek Yahweh, as this verse is telling us to seek Yahweh. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so that Yahweh, your Yahweh host, shall be with you. So, as he
has spoken.
That
great big tall talking, Mother. What is he trying to tell us in that verse 14, Mother? Your mind, he riding shotgun with you. What is he trying to tell us in verse 14? To the children of Israel. What is he saying in that verse 14? One more again.
Okay, verse 14, he's telling us to seek good and not evil. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we may live. So that Yahweh, the Yahweh of hosts, shall be with you, be with us, as he has spoken.
And let me add something with you on that, Mother E. You right on point. Did say seek good and not evil. So he's telling you to seek the Torah instructions. He's telling you to seek the Torah instructions and you'll live. So he's saying if you don't seek the Torah instructions, you're going to seek evil, the opposite of not living. I mean, you'll be dead.
And he's not
going to
be with you. And so you see what's going on. So you're going into a battle. And he's saying, I'm not going to be with you. So if you don't seek good, he's not going to be with you. Mm-hmm. See, that's the point. So you see, why we are disadvantaged? Because first of all, he told you to seek good. And the online made play, seeking good, is seeking them first five books. And in the first five books we read, what Yahuwah said not to do with the Chinese, the Japanese, then even through an Arab man. He told you what not to do. But now when you turn around and do not to do, you up on the crapshoot. He tell you leave the Chinese, Japanese, and the Arab women alone. And the Chinese, Japanese, Arab men alone. He tell you leave them alone. And what they got going on, let them continue doing what they're doing. Then Yahuwah says in verse 14, and he will be with you.
He will.
The opposite of being, it's not with you. So why do we continue to want Yahuwah to be with us, but we won't do nothing the man tells him to do? You see that? Because first of all, we think we African-American, Negro in color, and super cool. We got all these titles over us. We never show this is how we get Yahuwah to be with us. It's doing what we do. As long as we continue to do things that on our feelings, we're going to always be where Yahuwah just turn it, and we just going to watch you. Matter of fact, I gotta get a couple of precepts on that. He gonna just watch you there, young lion, by going to 9/11. Let's see what he's saying told the seer about how he gonna watch you. We're going to let's get past 11:9. Think around by verse number 12 down to verse 14. Let's look at we're going to Daniel, the book of Daniel. And what we're going to do is see when Yahuwah told you how he'll be with you. And I want to read something in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse number 13 and 14. I just want to see what the Bible says. See, we got to see every opportunity we get. We have to be prepared to teach. Because this is what Yahuwah requires on us. Be prepared to teach. But for whatever conversation on the table, we're supposed to be able to, whatever we hear, is go read in the Bible and start teaching. Then you know Yahuwah is with you. On to Daniel chapter 9 there, young lion. And matter of fact, to make it sound good, read verse 6 just to make it sound good there, young lion. Read verse 6 and 7 just to make it sound good. And then we're going to skip down to 13 and 14. No, 13 down to verse 15. We in Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, 7, and then we'll skip down to 13 down to verse 15. See, that's why it's so important. For the time is right for the six anointed camps. But we have hearing the conversations in the wind, then, by the way, go in the Bible and take care of business. Then you got Yahuwah is with you. Because you was created for these days. See? So now, Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, 7, 13 down to verse 15. That's my last calling. Young lion, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, 7, 13 down to verse 15. Daniel chapter 9, verse 6 reads, neither have we hearkened unto your servants, the seers, which spake in your name to our king, our prince, and our father, and to all the people of the land. Verse 7, O Yahuwah, righteousness belongeth unto you, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Yada Judah, and to the inhabitants of Yada Judah, and unto all Israel that are near
and that are far off, through all the countries whether you have driven them because of their trespass, has driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against you. Verse number 13, read. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, that we might turn from our sins and understand your truth. Verse 14. Therefore have Yahuwah watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is righteous in all his works which he do. For we obey not his voice. Verse 15. And now, O Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, that has brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and has gotten you renowned as at this day, we have sinned, we have done wicked.
He says that we have not obeyed his voice. You know, he said, our problem is we haven't obeyed his voice. Now,
right.
Now that's a profound statement. You know, people be complex and say, well, I never heard his voice. Well, that's why you go back in the Bible and see where do you hear his voice at. You go to, you precept your Bible, and you see where you hear Yahuwah's voice. In the 13th chapter, verse 26 and 27 of Acts. You say, I never heard no Yahuwah's voice. How can I obey his voice, and I never heard it? Oh, really? Then you precept your Bible, 6 anointed camps, and let's see, where do you hear Yahuwah's voice at by precepting your Bible? We're going to Acts 13, and look at verse 26 and 27. What does it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 13. We want to read verse 26 and verse 27. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26 reads, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear Yahuwah, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Verse 27. For they that dwell at Yada Judah, and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him.
You see that? So what is he saying? He's saying Luke 1:70. That's what he's saying. See, 690 cap, what he's saying. He said, you heard Yahuwah's voice. You hear Yahuwah's voice through the seer that's read every Sabbath day. He said, you're hearing his voice, but you don't pay the seer no never mind. How long is you going to continue to pay the seer no never mind? Do you know what's written in the book of Luke 1, verse 70? What is written that we can read? Luke 1:70, young lion blanket.
In the book of Luke, chapter 1, we want verse number 7. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70 reads, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which had been since the world began.
See that? So the Almighty speaks through his seers. And when you know a seer on the table, then you be clear what's written, how the seer gonna respond to you in 9:27 of 1 Samuel. This how the seer will respond to you. How do you know when a seer in your midst? Then you have to have these scriptures to look at what the manuscripts say in 9:27 of 1 Samuel. What does it say?
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9. Verse 27, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 27 reads, and as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahuwah.
You see, so the seer's job is to show you the word of Yahweh. That's when you know a seer is in the midst of it. Whatever's going on today in the world, he ain't got to wait on the Peggy Flynn 10 o'clock news. He just go read in the Bible and show you exactly what's going on, that like you was already waiting on them to show up. No, he'll give you that spirit once you in order to go read in the Bible. What we'll find out so far. We'll find out that the Japanese and the Chinese, you know, automatic let Satan get in their head. And automatic heard about all the good stuff but bad in their eyes what they did to other nations. And then and there, they set up camp to deliver them up. But they was reminded not to do so. Say, you can't curse the children of Israel if they own this book. If they apply this book, their captivity is over. And that's what the fear is today. When the children of Israel, the people of the book, come back to this Bible, make a decision according to the Bible, your captivity is over. Have to plead your cause, like you get ready to hear the message between what Kyrie said, Martin Luther King said, Malcolm X said. They all made statements. But we don't find out just in Case 17, Yahweh is watching over us because of both ways, to get you right or put Eve on you. Because if you're going to make a decision, the Bible don't support it, you're going to lose. You're going to continue to lose, and that's what happened to Kyrie, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, because if nobody go into the Bible and see what the Bible says on whatever subject matter it is. Because he got it written. Because he made plain, mother. Hey, mother, what? How plain is Amos 3, verse 7? How plain is that? But Micaiah had me 38, 1 and 17 of Ezekiel waiting on me. And Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21, and swing right on down to the 33rd chapter of the book called Ezekiel 30 to 33. Now you see, soon later, you 12, what I just got through doing, you're going to have to do that. But it's not going to work unless Yahweh is with you. Now whatever I just said, I don't say it. Let's see what happens. Y'all on the clock, come out.
Amos 3, verse 7. Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer.
Yeah. Yeah. So they live there. And that's why the seer would tell you where you at without watching that one eye say. And if you apply what he tell you to do, mother, and back in Ezra 7:21, look what it do for you. Look what it do for you if you apply with those seals. You keep on getting sealed, no, never mind. And 2 Ezra 7:21, what can we read, Mother E?
Okay. 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 21, read. For Yahweh has given straight commandment to such as come what they should do to live, even as they come, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
I'm playing that, Mother. Hey, Mother, how plain is that? What Yahweh did again with the young lion riding shotgun? What he do in that 7:21?
He gives straight commandments what you should do to live and avoid punishment.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. So you see, in this manuscript, which is the greatest piece of literature is, if you apply this, you avoid punishment. But if you continue to make a decision based upon what Yahweh have not said, and knowing the fact that you often do things than what Yahweh tell you not to be off into, doing the things he tell you not to do, he's not with you. And you're not going to avoid punishment. He's going to hit you one way or the other until he kill you. Then when he kill you, he let you stay down on that ground and he'll wake you up. Then when it's time to wake up to go to your final destination, all them great big mental spirits that was created to whoop you is going to come grab you and take you to where you got to go. And they're going to kick you all in the rear and love doing it. And they're going to tell you this. Why would you want to go through all this? I'm still just say, hey, well, the Bible tells me, Mr. Chinese and Japanese, I both pay you no never mind. Like we do our seer called Seer Israel. We pay him no never mind. That's what I both be doing to you, for real. Yeah. It is right there. Then you got the blessing of Yahweh with you. See? Now, what you reading in your line?
I'm going over to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38. And you want verse 1 down to 17?
1 and 17.
Okay, 1 and 17.
Yeah, what did it say?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse 1 reads, and the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 17.
What did he say in verse? What did he say to a young lion in verse 17? What did he say?
Thus says Yahweh, Yahweh, are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the seers of Israel, which prophesied
those?
Hold on there.
Hold on. That's all I need out of it. So you mean in old times, when Yahweh had something to say, according to verse 17, how do you do it? According to verse 17, young line. In old times. That means old time all the way back to the beginning of speaking to man. When he had something to say, according to verse 17, how did he do it? According to verse 17, young line.
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse 17. 17 reads, thus says Yahweh, Yahweh, are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the seers of Israel?
Ain't that? You mean that's in that book? Yes, see, right? When Yahweh had anything to say to man, he spoke to the seers to tell them what he wants to do. That's what they did in old time. So when mother go to Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, and drop that verse down in 3, verse 6, then Brother Micaiah get 13, verse 8 in the book of Hebrews, then we don't paint the picture. See, all we got to know what he did once upon a time ago, and we see in the alteration, then we say, well, if he spoke the whole time by the seer, then he told Malachi to write something down in 3, verse 6. What he had to write there, Mother Eden, we can read in 3, verse 6.
Okay, Malachi, chapter 3, verse 3. Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. Therefore, night shall be unto you, that you should not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you.
Hold on there, mother. I think I might need a little bit more. You getting old seal 3 verse 6? If you're looking real good at 3 verse 6 of Malachi, if you're looking at it real good, because I'm ready.
Okay, Malachi 3 verse 6. I'm reading Micah. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel, are not convenient.
Not consumed.
So not consumed.
He changed not, Mother. He said, I change not. He's the only reason I ain't killed you all off because I don't change. Mm-hmm. Because I made it plain, Brother Mackay, give me now Ecclesiastes 4:16 before you got real now. So he said he's making it plain to you. I don't change. It's just you'll let man grab your records and now you follow man, which is contrary to number 15, 16, and 29. He said, when you do such a thing like that, you do not have my blessing. Because you're supposed to lead as you are children of Israel, so shall the world be. But look what he did. We want everything contrary to the Almighty, but we want a blessing. Yeah, you'll get a blessing the same way Kanye West, Kanye got his blessing. He both attained, I'm the richest black man in the world. Yeah, but how did you get your $11 billion? You got it from the hand of Satan, didn't you? Yes, because you even came back and said it. I sold my soul to the devil. So you sold the devil.
Yeah,
and
well,
we got an investigation of who you sold your soul to. So all of the ones that put money in your pocket came out on you. So the one that you call the devil is the name that you had the contract up under. You see what you did? So you see how you open up things, and that's what we keep telling children of Israel. You must be rich in Luke 12:16-19-21. You must be rich in the word of Yahuwah. That's the only thing going to stand. So if you ain't rich in Yahuwah and you doing things contrary to Yahuwah, you're going to lose children of Israel like we losing today. Because we make a decision with no book open. We look at our degrees we got on the wall and make a decision. And then we always come up, you know why? Because Yahuwah got it written, you'll come up short. But once you know who you are, like he told Thomas in verse 3 there, young lion, he told Thomas, you gonna have a title of being called Doubting Thomas. He said, oh yeah? Yeah, you'll be a Doubting Thomas. But I'm going to tell you something to write down in a book. I'm going to tell you something plainly. You put this in a book, Thomas. And though you're going to be called Doubting Thomas, but I want you, and the only one going to pick it up is the anointed six, anointed council of voices of the two Israelites. They're going to read what I told you in verse 3. What he says, he can read that young lion. Come on.
The book of Thomas, verse 3 reads, Yahuwah the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will proceed. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will proceed you. Whether the kingdom is inside of you, it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. And you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
Yeah, it's up to you. The day that you know who you are, and you remind the Japanese and Chinese who you are, they're going to look at you totally different. They're going to say, oh, you know. And they're going to be able to get out of it. You know why they can't get out of it? What is saying Ecclesiastes 4:16? See, but remember, a rose is a rose. I don't care if it's a big rose or a little rose. See, we clear that because you don't know and you know, but we know what it says in Ecclesiastes 4:16. What is that we can read on your line?
We're going over to the book of Ecclesiastes. We're going to pick it up at chapter 4, and we're going to read verse number 16. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4,
Verse number 16 reads, there is no new end of all the people, even of all that have been before you, before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit.
Read that again, young lion. You kind of stumbled through that in grand style. So read that again. It's a point that old Sid wants to bring out in there. That 416 real carefully and just lay it on out there in grand style. There, come on.
Okay. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 16. Verse 16 reads, there is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit.
Mm-hmm. So there's no end to people. The same Moab and Ammon that was back there in Numbers that met the children of Israel and put big money and pushed that man of Yahweh from the descendants of Shem called Abraham. They showed him the money. Show me the money. They showed him the money. He said, look here, but you know what I'm found out about this? I don't care how much money you show it to me. I can't do nothing unless Yahweh allow it. He said, I don't care how much money you got, Mr. Chinese man, Japanese and Arab. I can't go past what Yahweh got on the table. So I'm getting that, so I'm getting me a kick in the ring. See? So you will have to make a decision. Are you going to continue to taste the worldly prosperity of the wicked? Or are you going to just say, would somebody tell me what the Bible is saying on this subject matter right here? Because it's written. It was brought up earlier. Would you tell me what the Bible say I should do in this case? That's when the game changer stops with you and the blessing will flow. When you make a Bible decision, not a feeling or worldly decision, the gig is up. Then Yahweh, he's with you. How we know? What it says, give me that Hebrews 9:13, verse 8. Young lion.
Okay. The book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 13, verse number 8. Verse 8 reads, Yahweh the Son, the same yesterday, and today, and forever.
You see that? So if you don't know what to do today, look back at yesterday. Because he ain't changed his rules and regulations on how he wants you to perform once you know you are who you are. And whoever the other 17 nations is, we know who you are too. And we clear what we can read, Mother E, pertaining to the other 17 nations. We can go read in the book of Jeremiah, and we can look right down at 50 verse 7 and see what the Bible say concerning every nation up under the sun besides the children of Israel. We can go read in the Bible in peace. The minute we start peeping at this Bible and make a decision according to what this Bible says, Yahweh is with you. If you continue to do what you're doing today, Yahweh is not with you. We read that already. So, Mother Eve, in the book of Jeremiah's womb, he made a statement there, Mother. So, I mean, you know, remember one thing. The Bible tells the whole story. If we won't know what to do today, look at yesterday. And I don't care what you see on that one I say or what the world say, you got to understand that Jeremiah was raised from the womb to put this in verse 7 down. What did he say in verse 7? What did he say in the read in Jeremiah 57? What did he say?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 7. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even the Yahweh, the hope of their father.
So you mean they know why you in trouble? Hey, mother, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing 1,000 plus on the international side. You mean you tell me they know why we in the condition we in today? You mean they never told us? You mean that? You mean the 17 nations know why we in a beggar's position today? This is barbarated all the world. You mean they know, mother? Huh?
Yeah.
Is that 50%? Hey, mother, hold on, mother. I want to know one thing. If I'm seeing too much out of 50%, if it don't have to go see out. You know, you're going to find out, you know, they can't see or no, never mind anyway. Have to go see out. If what I just got through saying, do 50% with young lion riding shotgun, and we see Mother D of Israel is on the broadcast. Look, see, I was kind of feeling bad yesterday. I still want to holler that microphone a little bit, too. All right? So, Mother, and 50% go see out.
It's there, all that have, all that found them have devoured them. And their adversary says, we are sinned not, because they have sinned against the Yahweh, the inhabitants of justice. Israel done sinned, so they know Israel done sinned.
They know?
Against Yahweh.
Well, how many of them other nations know this, Mama? According to verse 7.
Okay, verse 7 is all this.
How many? And Mother, what I want to know is how many of them 17 other nations know, although we the 18th nation, how many of the 17 nations know our problem?
Okay.
And they broke it down. Another, what our problem is. How many of them know? I want to know from you how many know our problem.
All 17 nations.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah? So that first word in verse 7 tells this whole story. All know it.
Mm-hmm.
All know it. Can't fix you. But all know why you in the condition you in now. Because you forsook your four-letter man. All of them know it, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know your problem. Your problem, and they already know your problem. They know you are broke away from Yahweh, and they know, and they'll come and preach you and tell you all type of things, and they already know your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to us until listen to Yahweh. Is that what we read, Mother?
Why? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What?
That we read. Come on, y'all line, give me what I need. As a matter of fact, add 36:12 of Second Chronicle. I'm wrapped them. I know I got three verses on the table waiting on me. Then we'll see what find Mother D of Israel. See, she want to harden that microphone a little bit. So now, we know we got three verses on the table, along with the add number two, make three. That Second Chronicles 36:12. So just go help those see out and see what you're working with. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to 2 Chronicles 36:12. Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah, his Yahuwah, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of the Yahuwah.
Wait a minute. You mean what you're telling me when the seer say something to you and you pay him no never mind in the eyes of Yahweh, that's what? According to that verse.
Evil.
Ain't that something? You mean you reading that when the seer try to tell you something
that's
written out the Bible and you pay him no never mind, what position how you put yourself in, according to that verse?
Evil.
See that? So you see why we in the condition we're in today? Because when we tell you, did I be telling you now, all 12, get in the room, bump shoulders together. Can you, we ask you plainly, can you give me 26 or 40? This ain't bring Mother D.F. Israel here. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, we know that you want to holler that microphone. He said, let's see, look here. I'm ready to holler that microphone already. Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh B.J. C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of T. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You say microphone a little bit, Mother D.F. Israel?
Yes.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, you know, that's why I tell the most. See, the most, you got, you know, y'all doing a great job. You keep eyeing on them young lions and them whales too, see. Keep eyeing on them. Because Osea got his, he's even that one thing, keep a good peep at him every now and then. Mother, what it say that we can read in that Matthew 26, verse 40? So that's why we talking now. Osea is talking. You know, it's a reason why he's saying what he's saying. You know, for all the ones in that got the name in the 12 books of all six. You know, to listen to me. So Seal got something to say, and he just ain't telling you something just to be telling you something. So if you want to understand, Yahweh is telling you something through the Seer to tell you. Literally says in 26 verse 40. Hey, Mother, what did it say? Matthew
chapter 26 verse 40. And he comments unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what could you not watch with me 1 hour?
How much time Yahweh want the 12 to bump shoulders, Mother? How much time Yahweh want them to do? Want to bump shoulders? How much?
Well, it reads 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. 1 hour. He said, can you give me 1 hour? He found him asleep. And see, that's why we got to wake up out of this sleep. See, because see, a lot of questions on the table, and all one got the answers, but we sleep. We ain't paying him no never mind. You ain't paying to see him no never mind. He said, look, you got the black book. Can you get a man 1 hour? If you get a man 1 hour, just get a man what the man tell you to do. Because he made it plain, first he made it plain in Surah chapter 2, Mother. He made a profound statement around about in Surah. You go to Surah chapter 2 there, Mother. He said something in Surah chapter 2. Peter around by verse 8. He said something that something he said, and he also said something in the 27th chapter. But I think he said something that we can read, Mother, in the book of Sirach. Make it Sirach chapter 2. And pick up verse 8. And let's read a little bit. Let's see what he said. He said something, Mother. I want to kind of get it together. Help the old see out and pick around about
2
verse 8 and read down a little bit.
Surah chapter 2 verse 8 reads, you that fear Yahweh, believe him, and your reward shall not fail. Verse 9, you that fear Yahweh, hope for good, and for everlasting joy and mercy. Verse 10. Look at the generations of old and see did ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded, or did any abide in his fear and was forsaken? Or whom did he ever despise that called upon him? Verse 11. For Yahweh.
Hold on, mother. Read verse 10 again. Read 10 with conviction, mother, because that's what we want, verse 10. So, listen, did you hear what the man is saying? What he said again in verse 10?
Sirach chapter 2, verse 10. Look at the generation of old, and see did ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded, or did any abide in his fear and was forsaken, or whom did he ever despise that called upon him?
He said, first direct. He said, go all the way back to the beginning of time. And that's around Adam's time. He said, show me when you heard what I said, applied what I said, and came up short. He said, show it to me. What book you want to read out when I told you what to do? And it came back short. Now, precept that, mother. Put a picture on what you're saying by going to the book called Psalm 55, verse 10 and 11. So we're gonna paint the picture. So you see what the man is saying? The man is watching you, children of Israel. He said, listen, show me in history when some was said by me, by the seers, to you, it didn't come to pass. Show it to me. Show me where you found it at. Like the seer talking to you now. You won't pay no never mind. Huh? You gonna still drag your feet. You ain't gonna organize. You gonna still have excuses to do what the man tell you to do. Huh? When the seer tell you something, he's not telling you something because he won't see you all bumped shoulders, although he do. But he's trying to tell you, listen, you're going to remain where you're at until you get in order according to the beginning of the read. The 12 must get a man 1 hour. In that 1 hour, he will track your path on what he wants to be done. Just like what the elder said in the early part of the broadcast. Chinese man, the Japanese man, they got a great big old mouth. But yeah, they talk real good. But they will never tell you that you ain't supposed to be doing no business with me neither. That's the part they're going to leave out. That's the part they're going to leave out. But they find out that all of them know that too. And they know why you in the condition you in. Because if we not the children of Israel, then who are we in? If we not the children of Israel, that's what I want to know. If we ain't the children of the book, the children of Israel, the Israelites, then who are these people talking to you then? Who are we then? That's the point I want to know. Who are we? Go to that book and show us who we are if we not the children of Israel, the Israelites. Okay? What you reading there, mother? Give me that verse in Isaiah 55:10-11. What it say?
Nothing is wrong. Isaiah 55.
Look at Isaiah. Yeah. 13 and 11.
Isaiah chapter 55.
Everybody can tell us who we not. I tell you what. Why don't you tell us who we is then? Huh? Tell us who we is. You tell we not, then who are we? Now, that's how you turn it back on them, Kyrie. How you turn it back? Well, who are we then? Now, you working with something. What's your read, Mo? Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, what it say?
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in things unto I send it.
Mm-hmm. And what did his word say in Sirach 2 verse 12? What did he say? Ain't nothing he said is gonna bring it back to me. And if he don't say it, that's the end of it. What did he say that we can read in Sirach 2 verse 12?
Sirach chapter 2, verse 12. Woe be to the fearful mind and faint.
Now, where we at? Where, hold on, Mama.
Come on back.
Thank you, Mother E. Yeah. Help old Mother get back on the right track. I want to read that verse we left out of there. And that's Sirach 2, where that was, verse 12, wasn't it?
You told me go to 12, but it's verse 10. So I'm going
okay,
to what you said.
Verse 10.
I'm in the right place.
Hold that point. Said all that. Hey, Mother E, what it says in the book called, Acts 15:15, what is it? We can read.
Acts 15:15.
Yes, ma'am. What it says we can read.
Okay.
Hold that point. Yeah, what it says in 15:15.
The book of Acts 15.
15:15.
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have read.
What you read? Hold on.
Acts 15, verse 15. And to this agree, the word of the seer, as it is written.
The only time you folks agree to sit it with the seer is what kind of way Mother E?
As it is written.
As it written. You know, every now and then, old seer, he must have like slip a little bit. You folks say, wait a minute, seer, you man, what you want is not that verse. This is the verse you want. You know, people agree to seer only one way, as it is written. If it's not there, I ain't going with it. Hey, seer, I ain't going with it unless we can read it. Hmm? I ain't going with it unless I can read it. So I slipped up on that verse. But you folks say, okay, seer, I know what you want. You want 2 verse 10. Come on, bring it to me, Mother. Come on.
Sirach chapter 2, verse 10. Look at the generation of old and see there in. Did ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded? Or did any abide in his fear and was forsaken? Or whom did he ever despise that called upon him?
He said, search was there. Show me where that he point the way for you children of Israel. And you come up short. He said, what record are you going to read it out of? That's the same thing we tell you. Our way back is the record of Yahweh. You got an order about doing things. If we apply the orders, he's going to be with us. If we continue not apply the orders of Yahweh, he ain't going to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the nation roughshod on us, and they can continue to run roughshod on us because they know why you in condition today, because you have walked away from the agreement of the four-letter man, YAWA. You in trouble. You don't make your decision because your feelings. Mm-hmm. What you got there, young lion? Give me a got there, young lion. What you up? What else you working with?
Okay, I got Acts chapter 3, verse 18 down to 21.
Backed up with 33, verse 30 through 33 of Ezekiel. Got my own year, young man.
Pop him out quick, yeah. I count him. Book of Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and verse 21. Book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 18 reads, "But those things which Yahweh before had showed by the mouth of all his seers, that Yahweh the Son should suffer, he has so fulfilled." Verse number 21, "Whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began."
So you see, you continue, don't pray the seal, don't never mind. But see, when he tell you something, it's not he tell you something that he's not looking at the time. He's looking at, hey, mother, D.F. Israel, he's looking at Esther 1:13. Looking at 1:13. What does it say that we read out of 1:13? Esther 1:13. What are we looking at?
Oh. Esther chapter 1:3.
Back up with mother, and Matthew 16:1-3. After mother read 1:13.
The book of Esther, chapter 1, verse 13. "Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the time, for so was the king's manner towards all that knew the law and justice."
Ain't that something? So knowing the time, you got to know what, mother? Hey, mother. So to know the time of what's going on today, you got to know the what?
The law and judgment.
Excellent. You got to know the law, and you got to know that judgment is going to be behind it. You got to know exactly what you got coming by understanding what's written and the penalty of it if you don't apply it. There it is right there. You got to know how to apply what's written in this book, and you let them know. If you apply this book the way the man tell you, he with you. Don't apply it the way he not with you. And he's going to kill you sooner or later. And that is right there. You got to know the signs of the time. So you don't be in no ministry if they don't show you what the Bible's saying. You're watching that one on Satan. That one on Satan, he's going to destroy you. You got to know what Yahweh is saying. The seer's job is to show you as it is written. He passed down to the elders. They supposed to know as it is written. The sign. What you reading there, mother? 16:1-3, Matthew. What's going on there, mother?
The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. "The Pharisee also with the Sadducee came and tempted, designed him that he would show them a sign from heaven." Verse 2. "He answered and said unto them, when it is in, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red." Verse 3. "And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red, and the lowering of you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the time?
Oh, you can tell when old tricky knee, oh, I'm going to get ready to ring. It must be my old tricky knee is acting up. Oh, that old officer got me down now. Yeah, you can tell all that, but the time you in. You don't know I'm about ready to pull the back. You so busy worried about you can tell about that old tricky knee is acting up. It must get ready to rain. But time of this book, you ain't got a clue what's going on. But we do. And the minute you start paying those sales sometimes, watch Yahweh show the next move. Huh? And it's going to be written after this is taken care of, then this kick in. And after that kick in, that kick in. I can't get to that. Because the reason why none of it, because if you want to, it ain't gonna happen until we get this together. Then old Moses said, our mother, dear of Israel. Then he said, 26:15. Now, once you say to seal some, never mind, then we can read this to Yahweh of 26:15 of Deuteronomy. Where did it say that, Mo?
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15. Look down from your righteous inhabitation from heaven and bless your people, Israel, and the land which thou hast given up, as thou sworest unto our fathers, a land that flow with milk and honey.
You know what I'm saying? So the man saying, then look down. But after you got this, he said, yeah, I'm looking down all the time. So now, whatever you're working with, young line, the man, he got to be looking down because Enoch made a profound statement pertaining to that in second book of Enoch 33:1-5 there, y'all lying. We know you're holding something. But we're going to come back and see if you got the ink pen on what you're holding. But right now, you say, yeah, that sounds pretty good, sir. But let the children of Israel know that you still got time to repent. And how we know? We're going to second Enoch 33:1-5. Let me show you something. Let me tell you, you got time to repent, children of Israel. Well, let me show you why we know this. Even Enoch spoke on it. Then come back to back with Sirach, chapter 18:20-24. See, we already know that when we tell you something, you still got the door open for repentance. You know how we know this? Let's find out. Second Enoch 33:1-5. Come on.
Book of Second Enoch, chapter 33, verses 1 down to 5. Book of Second Enoch, chapter 33, verse 1, read. And I appointed the eighth day also, and that the eighth day should be the first created after my work, and the first seven revolve in the front in the form of the seventh thousand, and that at the beginning of the 8,000 there should be a time of not counting, endless, and neither years nor months nor weeks nor days nor hours. Verse 2. And now, Enoch, all that I have told you, all that you have understood, all that you have seen of heavenly things, all that you have seen on earth, all that I have written in books by my great wisdom, and all these things I have devised and created from the uppermost foundation to the lower and to the end, and there is no counselor nor inheritor to my creation. Verse 3, I am eternal unto myself, not made with hands and without chain. Verse 4, my thought is my own counsel, my wisdom and my word create, and my eyes observe how all things stand here and trembled with terror. Verse 5, if I turn away my face, then all things will be destroyed.
Ain't that something? You used that man to see? You didn't hear what he told him? Did anybody hear what the man said?
Of what?
He said, that's why we know you got time. He said, listen, children of Israel, you can repent. You got time to be a 319 repent. He said in verse 5, if I turn my face from you, it's over. You know what power this man got? But he also dropped a tidbit on you in verse 3. Did you hear what the man said in verse 3? Did y'all hear what the man said in verse 3?
Hallelujah.
What he said in verse 3, young man? What he said in verse 3?
The book of Shack of Enoch, 33, verse 3 reads, I am eternal unto myself, not made with hands and without change.
Not made with hands, and I got no change. I change not, and I'm not made with hands. So I wish y'all stop that story y'all got going on over there, because I'm not made with hands.
Did y'all demand just say it? Did he tell Enoch that? Yeah. Now who said that? Hallelujah. Now who said? Now that that big talk right there. Now you mean Enoch is the seventh from heaven, from Adam. He told Enoch, put in the book, on what? This is the sixth anointed count. You tell them piece of folks that gonna be talking that's talk about me that not made with hands. Now who's he talking about, mother?
Dear Israel, let's run over to Daniel chapter 2. What's he talking about not made with hands? Who's he talking about? You mean Enoch, he told Enoch to put it in the book. Not made with hands. So get away from that conversation on time to come. You got me made with hands. Is that what we read, mother?
That's what we read.
Who is talking about? Who's that talking like that? We're going to the book of Daniel chapter 2. You got a lot of these old big dignitary camps. They literally talk about this man, and he told you, I'm not made with him. Now, who you going to believe? See, you just got to know how to go in and get what you need out of the grocery store. You don't go get all. And you got to know how to go in and get what let's see what we get, mother, in verse 44. Go on to Daniel chapter 2, verse 44.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Read.
And 44. And 44.
Huh?
Yeah. 244 and 45. Make it plain there, mother. Make it plain what we're reading in 244 and 45.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 44 and verse 45. Verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall Yahweh of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all those kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. 45. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain with thy hand, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Yahweh has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure.
Now, what did the big dignitaries do behind that mother day of Israel? Now, listen, see, when you talk that kind of, when you talk that right talk in that Bible, what's the big dignitaries do in verse 46?
Verse 46. Then the king, Nebuchadnezzar, fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him.
So, you know, Peggy, it's already the greatest piece of literature I'm telling you that. You understand it's an army camp. There's no way. If you about this right here, it's no way you're not running to bump shoulders. You hear what the man is saying? Now, everything we read today, you know it couldn't be no notes on that. This is the man telling you, you know what they're going to be talking about then, later on, but you just put it in the right. Ain't nobody going to touch it. Ain't nobody going to precept to say, hey, man, you don't bring that story about somebody, you know, no, it don't work like that. The man said, I'm saved. Ain't nobody hand grabbed a hold of me and the man and woman got this. No, that didn't happen like that. He said it didn't happen. Now, who are you going to believe? See, in Titus 1, verse 2, he said in hope of eternal life, he said, you better cut that line out because he ain't lying about nothing. Ain't nobody hand no fear. But now, Brother Micaiah, now, how long I got to wait for my Sirach 18:20-24 and that Ezekiel 33, and we got to get the elder back in here and Mother Z, but she said, see, I'm ready to give a commentary behind what I heard. I got to put some on tape behind this. Now, young man, what we read out of Sirach chapter 18:24, backed up with 33 in the book of Ezekiel, and we'll see my bring him in and Mother Z, and we'll get back on what we are on. Come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 18, we're on verse 20 and 24. Verse 20 reads.
Oh, straight down. 20, straight on down to 24. Got my eye on you, young man. The mother's watching you, too.
Mm-hmm. The book of Sirach, chapter 18, verse 20 down to 24. Verse 20 reads, before judgment, examine yourself. And in the day of visitation, you shall find mercy. Verse 21, humble yourself before you be sick. And in the time of the sin, show repentance. Verse 22. Let nothing hinder you to pay your vow in due time. And defer not until death to be justified. 23. Before you pray, prepare yourself. And be not as one that tempted Yahweh. 24. Think upon the wrath that shall be at the end. In the time of end, when he shall turn away his face.
Take that. He said, you know, watch yourself now. He said, is you doing what my Bible telling you to do? Or are you messing around, you're doing what your people are telling you to do? He said, look here. He said, before I turn my face from you, think about the wrath that you got coming if you ain't got me in order. What I told you was written, I demand that you doing, and I want to find doing what I got written. Now, if you're not doing what I got written, and you're doing your own thing, think about how I'm going to deliver you up in verse 24. It's up to you. It's up to you to look at this Bible and say, is I'm doing what the Bible says, or I'm doing my own thing. It's up to you. Because because in the book of Hebrews there, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, in the book of Hebrews, he talks to you plainly, and he said, listen, he always sent his messengers. I don't care how good you is, if you're doing what we can read. In the book of Hebrews, Mother, it's just a question on table. He's looking at you, but think about it. But if you ain't lying on this book, he said, I want you to think about it. Give me two lines in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7. Give me verse 2. All I need is two lines. What is he saying in two lines?
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2.
All I need is two lines.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
Stop right there. Hold on. That's what I need. What did Abraham do? Now, Paul is bringing it back to the those of Israel descent on how your grandfather operated and was blessed. Now, you got to look in the mirror and see if you doing what Abraham did, and Paul remind you, like we reminding you now. What did Abraham? Paul is the great big temple of Southern Kingdom, and he brings something to their attention pertaining to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Give me two lines in verse 2.
To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
He gave a tenth part of all. That means whatever he got his hand on, he made sure it got to get to. He was reminding the children of Israel what your first grandfather did. That was he reminding them of. Now, skip down, and then let's see what happened in verse number 7. Now, behind that, he made a profound statement, that mother. What did he say in verse 7?
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the death.
The less is blessed. As long as you understand what them two lines saying, and that tenth of all, what do it mean in verse 9? What that tenth of all means in verse 9?
Verse 9, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham.
So what is that tenth talking about, Mother?
It's talking about a tenth of your earnings, whatever you get.
What is the name of it in verse 9? What is the name of it in verse 9? My mother, in your line?
Okay,
what's the name of verse 9?
Pay
tithes. That what it said in verse
9? Yeah.
He paid tithes. No, I'm
sorry. That what it said in verse 9?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear nothing now, huh? I can't hear what it says in verse 9, huh?
What it says.
I can't hear nothing in verse 9 now, huh?
Somebody.
I can't hear what verse 2 says, that precept to verse 9, so I can't tie that in. I can't get nothing out of this class for now. So now I can't get nothing out of it, huh?
But
we just got to read. Well,
everything
I ain't hearing like I want to hear it
then.
Hallelujah,
what?
It is in verse 2.
Okay, it said the Levi
paid
tithes.
Huh? What's that,
Mama? The Levi paid tithes in Abraham.
Hallelujah, what?
And where was they at? In verse 10, then, Mo, since you said that, Where was Levi at?
In the lungs of his father.
Hallelujah.
Verse 13. That he may establish you today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto you a Yahweh, as he has said unto you, and as he has sworn unto your father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel. Verse 14, neither with you only do I make this covenant of this oath, 15, but with him that standeth here with us this day before Yahweh, Yahweh, and also with him that is not here with us this day.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Somebody
help me out. What are you saying?
You're talking about us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you say?
He made a covenant with our forefathers.
And with us.
We were in the loins of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
We wasn't back there physically, but we was in where?
In the loins.
Hallelujah. Well.
Yes, sir. You mean that Bible telling us that? You know, a lot of them will tell you, well, I wasn't back. Now, that happened so long ago. Why don't y'all leave that alone about that slavery? I wasn't back there. You sure you wasn't back there? Bible was back there. you ain't getting away with that. Yeah, you were that. Well, that's been done. Lord, I had it done away with. Same thing as the Lord. You and the Lord are the one that delivered us up. Remember that? Moab and Amun, Japanese and Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
You was back there putting all some people's heads when the 22nd chapter when you say, come and curse me some Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
You was back there too.
Mm-hmm.
So what you talking about? You was back there too. See what's going on? Ain't nobody with the Bible open. That's why we got to make sure we read them the right according to the Bible. How long ago was? How long ago was it? You was in the Lord's back there long ago. Because you was the same people that's back there. Come on. But I wasn't back there. Yes, you was. Yeah. That's how we got to talk. We got to bust them in the middle of the street because we can the word of Yahweh if we apply it. This is his weapon it is. Understand what Yahweh have done for a people called the children of Israel. And the Israelites stop apologizing for saying what Yahweh have blessed. And let's free out and get on down the road in Yahweh and let everybody get what they got coming. Because once you wake up, then Yahweh going to put them in the people's supply. See, that's why they fighting big time when you keep you dumbed down. If you polluting everything you got on tape. Because if you know, if you wake up, then Yahweh will be with you. In daytime, under Revelation 12, verse 12. You got it? Good. We'll stop right there and bring our elder in. And we'll bring our elder in for his closing remarks on take 17. Hey, Elder Till, what's your closing remarks on take 17? You and the clock come up.
Bless and keep you, see Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. This is a big mouth book there, Moses. This book tell everything, don't it? Come on, you on the clock,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to start reading in Nehemiah chapter 9. I'm going to start reading at verse 34. Therefore, Yahweh, the great, the mercy, and treacherous Yahweh, who keep covenants and mercy, let not all the let not all the T.C. Lord before you that have come up on us. Mercy. Let me read 32 over again. Nehemiah 9, verse 32. Now therefore, Abba Yahweh, the great, the mercy, and the mighty and the treacherous, terrible Yahweh, who keep covenants and mercy, let not all the troubles see little before you that has come upon us. On our king, on our princes,
on our priests and upon our seals and upon our fathers and upon all the people since the time of the kingdom came of Israel. Until this day, verse 33, they are just in all that is brought upon us, for thus have done righteous, but we have done wicked. Verse 34. Neither have our king, our princes, neither our fathers kept the law, nor hearkened unto the Torah instruction and the testimony covenant wherewith they did testify against them. And I was going to go back to 33 and go to Psalms 119 and verse 137. The righteous are thus, O Yahweh, and uprighteous are the judgment. And then I was going to go to Jeremiah 12:1. Righteous are thus, O Yahweh, when I plead with you, yea, let me talk with you of the judgment. Wherefore do the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very precious? And then I was going to go back to Daniel chapter 9 and read verse 14, and it's going to be the end of it. Daniel chapter 9 and 14. Oh, I'm lost. Daniel chapter 9 verse 14. Therefore have the Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is righteous in all his works which he do, but we obey not his voice. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
So, Mother Z, you said our problem is because we won't obey the voice of Yahweh. Is that not the problem?
Hallelujah.
The problem is we won't obey the voice of Yahweh. That's our biggest problem in us. We try to flip another way. We won't obey and Mother E. In Hebrews 3 verse 4 again. I know we already read 4. We want to read down 2 and 9. Paul, the wound to come back to of Israel, and to he was speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. He was raised, according to Galatians 1:16. He was raised to come back to heaven, but Yahweh went back to heaven. So Paul was addressing the children of Israel that was at the great big temple in the southern kingdom. In Hebrews 7, verse 4, and he said something to them. Hey, mother, what did he say to them in 7, verse 4? Hebrews 7, 4.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 4, reading. Let me get there. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the fall.
Consider how great this man was. He was pointed back to Abraham. Abraham gave a the tenth of his spoil. Because he's telling him, go back and see what Abraham's doing. He said, now grab a mirror and look, is you doing what your father's doing? Abraham gave a tenth of his spoil. And what is that called? By looking back what Abraham did, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Genesis chapter 14, 18 through 20, find out what's going on. And mother, he held me. Genesis 28, verse 20 down to verse 22, waiting on me. So he says he was coming to give them a gut check. He said, now, your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, gave a tenth of their spoil. Whatever they had, they gave a tenth. Consider, and they gave it to a great man. That's what they did. So he was pointing back towards something that's way back there in Genesis, of Micaiah chapter 14, 18, 20. And he said, now, are you doing what this book saying? Are you doing your own thing? Let's see what he pointed back to and see what this tenth is called that we can read. Genesis 14, 18 to 20. Brother Micaiah, bring it.
We're going over to the book of Genesis. We want to read chapter 14. We're going to read verses 18 down to verse number 20. The book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 18, read. And Yahweh the son, king of Salem, bought for bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High Yahweh the Father. Verse 19. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abel of the Most High Yahweh, prosper of heaven and earth, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 20. And blessed be the Most High Yahweh, which has delivered your enemies into your hand, and he gave him tithes of all.
Ain't that something? So when Paul was talking to the kingdom, and he read that great man, he gave to that great man a tenth. What was he talking about when you precept your Bible? Who will answer?
Yeah.
So he reflect back to Genesis.
Here, man.
What he was 7, verse 4. So you see, until we apply this Bible, that means make a decision. Don't worry about who in your right hand. Who make a Bible decision. Then Yahweh is with you. As long as we continue making a worldly decision and don't know how to precept your Bible back and to get the answer by painting the picture, we always going to be Yahweh is not with us. But remember, if we do Yahweh the way he tells us to do it, then Yahweh is with you. He had a grandson.